if you're on the anxiety recovery journey and you're experiencing these anxiety symptoms, there might be a high chance that you were put on anxiety medication, whether that's benzodiazepines, SSRIs, sleep medication like trazodone, like I was on, and you might be considering going off of it. And you've been hearing stories about withdrawal, basically you experiencing your symptoms whenever you're coming off the medication. And you might be wondering, how do I approach this while I'm on the recovery journey? This is one of the questions I get asked the most. And it's also one of the questions I avoid answering the most. And I'll explain why. But in this video, I want to finally break my silence and talk about this topic, because I normally talk about this topic behind closed doors, and there's a reason for that. But so many people are asking, and to be honest with you, I was on medication too. This was one of my biggest fears too. And I just wish somebody would explain this to me. So I'm going to break it down in this video. And so let's get it started. So I want to give you first my experience on the anxiety recovery journey, and specifically with medication, because I was one of those people that got on anxiety medication. Now, growing up, my family and I, we were naturally anti-medication. We felt like you would go to the doctor only in the worst case scenario. We didn't believe in using medication like, you know, a lifestyle adjustment of any sort. We grew up eating very healthy. My mom specifically would not let us have sodas in the house, like none at all. And health and wellness was a big aspect of it. My mom is a registered nurse. At least she was. She's retired now. And because she was a registered nurse, she saw a lot of things in the healthcare system. And so she was very big on alternative medicine in a lot of ways. You know, things like right diet, supplements, doing other things that could help improve the quality of your life. You know, the idea was not to get sick. It was to prevent illness. And so when I started struggling with anxiety and I started experiencing panic attacks, physical symptoms, I was getting these intrusive thoughts, I was getting these weird emotions. And every time I'd go to the doctors and I would explain what I was going through, I would be talking 100 miles an hour and I would tell them everything. And they would just literally be taken aback and they would just be like, yeah, all you can do is take medication. And I was like, no, I'm not interested in that. They're like, well, that's it. And, you know, I can connect you with a therapist if you're interested. And at that time, I wasn't interested in that too, because my symptoms were so physical, I couldn't believe that this was all in my head. And so when I was on the recovery journey, I started off actually going to a chiropractor. He was a chiropractor and naturopath. It was, I think, one of the biggest regrets my parents made when I was on the recovery journey. If we could go back and do it all over again, I think we shouldn't have done that. And that's for a separate reason, but I was going to the chiropractor and naturopath because I didn't want to take medication. And so I went to the chiropractor / naturopath, and I was taking a bunch of supplements, everything from GABA, lithium, ashwagandha, all these random things. I don't even remember. It was so many years. These liver cleanses, all these different supplements. I was taking it. By the end, I was probably taking like 12 pills at a time twice a day. It was insane. I'm not even joking. You know, if you're dealing with anxiety or if you know someone that's going through anxiety, you might find there's a huge stash of supplements that they have, because that's just what they were told as part of anxiety relief. And so I tried all those things. It didn't work. Then I tried going into gut cleanses. Still didn't work. And then I was like, what's going on? And then at this point, the chiropractor's like, yo, I think you need to see a doctor. Like, I actually think you need to go. And then I went to the doctor, and then the doctor, he was a GP, a general practitioner, and he gave me Xanax. Took Xanax, and for the first time, I actually felt a little bit okay. It was very short-lived, but I did notice I did find some relief, and I thought that was really interesting. Were my symptoms fully gone? No, but I did feel the sense of calmness and a little bit of relief. And then, finally, I ended up biting the bullet, and I ended up going to a psychiatrist. And I went to the psychiatrist, explained everything, and he's like, yeah, you have a panic disorder, you have a generalized anxiety disorder, and you have a little bit of agoraphobia. Later on, I ended up developing depersonalization, derealization. You know, I had health anxiety, I had all these different things going on. I even had a little bit of depression, but at this point, that's what I was diagnosed with. And then I said, okay, well, what do I do? And then basically, he gave me medication. And I thought to myself, you know, is this always something I'm going to have to deal with? And I even asked him. And the doctor really didn't give me a clear answer if this was something I was always going to have to deal with for the rest of my life. But I ended up getting put on it. And at that time, I was put on Paxil, Trazodone, which was a sleep medication because I wasn't sleeping. I had zero sleep. I think for the last like 6 months when I was dealing with anxiety, I don't think I slept more than a couple of hours. And I was on Clonopin, which is a benzodiazepine. It's also known as clonazepam. And I took it. And I was on it for a few months. The Trazodone would help me fall asleep, but it wouldn't let me stay asleep. And because I would always wake up with a panic attack. I would always wake up same time. Trazodone just made me fall asleep, but I was already tired because anxiety was just burning through so many resources that I was just tired anyway. The Trazodone just helped me, you know, stay knocked out. And the SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, also known as antidepressants, which was the Paxil in this case, didn't really do all that much. All I just felt was I felt a little bit numb. And I did put on a little bit of weight because weight was a huge issue for me. But I didn't feel the biggest difference with the SSRI. I just felt numb to everything. Yeah, I didn't necessarily feel a lot of anxiety, but I also didn't feel a lot of other emotions like happiness or, you know, just anything. I just felt off. And I was always monitoring, okay, how do I feel now? How do I feel now? The Clonopin did help, but I was always concerned with, you know, is this always something I'm going to have to deal with? And I was always worried about developing a dependency around Clonopin or SSRIs or any of those things, specifically the Clonopin, because that's a benzo. And benzos are, you know, known to have addictive qualities to them. And so one of the things I was always asking is this always something I'm going to have to deal with? And then the other thing was, is that I felt like I had a new problem, which is I don't want to be dependent on this. And so if you're on the anxiety recovery journey and if you're on like these medications, you might feel like, oh, okay, like, is this something I'm going to need to be dependent on? Or like, am I going to develop a dependency? And if so, how are withdrawal symptoms going to look like? So I want to clarify a few things. Number one, don't look at medication as something wrong or something bad. You know, when I was going through the recovery journey, one thing, if I could look back and tell old Sean, which was, hey, you don't need to come off these medications so quickly. You know, I was so like gung-ho about getting off these medications as quickly as possible. And if I could just go back and I would just be like, yo, just focus on the recovery journey a little bit. Don't focus on trying to get off the meds so fast. So number one, don't look at meds as something negative. Don't look at it as black or white. Don't also look at it as, oh, okay, can I recover with meds or like, do I have to recover off of meds? This isn't an either or situation. It's not like you need medication or you don't need medication. It's an individual choice. And to be honest with you, it's quite irrelevant. We have people that we're helping in the recovery journey. Some of them are on medication. Some of them aren't. It doesn't matter to us. Medication is fine. I look at medication almost like it's like a crutch. It's like a crutch for your mind, right? If you break your leg, aren't you going to wear a crutch, right? You're not going to be like, oh, I want to do this without a crutch. No, you can put on a crutch. But the principles that we're teaching to help people overcome it is still very important. You also, at the same time, don't want to live with a crutch for the rest of your life. So it's really important to understand that whether you take medication or not, there's no wrong answer. It's totally fine. If you and your doctor feel like this is the best route for you, that's totally okay. It doesn't change the trajectory of your recovery by any means in any way. And don't look at it as some negative thing as like, oh, I'm weak for taking medication or, you know, I have to take medication. So what does that mean in terms of dependency and all that? I'll get to that in a second. Now, with that being said, there was a reason why I didn't want to share this video for a while. And that is, it's really easy to misinterpret what people are saying on the internet, right? What I'm saying in this video. And the reason for that is sometimes, you know, because these videos are free and you're watching it on YouTube, sometimes people's attentions are 50-50. They're like partly listening, but they're partly not listening. I did a video maybe like a month and a half, 2 months ago. It was a very clickbaity title. It said, my anxiety is back. And it had my face all sad. And basically, it was a very clickbaity video. I don't do those videos very often. If you know me, you know I don't do that. But I did do that video. And it was a fun thought experiment, too. Because basically, the video gave the impression that I fell back into the cycle. But then when you watch the video, you recognize that that wasn't the case. Basically, what happened was a few months earlier, I dealt with some stressors and I dealt with some stress symptoms, but I never fell back into the cycle. Nothing ever happened. But the interesting thing was, is that most people didn't even watch the video. They just saw the title. Till this day, I still get messages from people saying, hey, I heard you fell back into the cycle. And I'm like, oh my God, nobody even watches these videos. And I started thinking to myself, why am I even making these kinds of videos? Now, why am I telling you this? Well, the reason why is because when we're talking about things like medication or things like that, it can't be misinterpreted. And so I am hesitant of talking about these things because if somebody misunderstands because they're not paying attention, like they're gonna get the wrong conclusions out of it. And for me and this channel, it's focused on helping people. We don't wanna cause more harm, right? And so for me, for a lot of times, it's like, well, just don't even talk about it then. Like save that for members in the mentorship. And it's not like I'm hiding the info, but it's also important that people are receptive when I'm talking about this. This is important stuff, but you know, it has to be the right environment. A person's attention has to be in the right place. They have to have a certain level of receptivity. And frankly, on social media, most people are in a haze. You know, most people are just clicking on things impulsively. They're not really thinking things through. And so I've always been hesitant on it. So that's one of the reasons why I haven't talked about it. But again, this was something that would have really helped me on the recovery journey if I was going through this myself. And so I've decided to make the video anyway, but I want to really discuss the fact that, hey, look, don't use these videos as a substitute for medical advice, right? Don't look at these videos and say, Sean said this, so I'm going to do this with my medication or something like that. I will never say anything like that. Everybody's different and there's no general sweeping answer. The answer is between you and your doctor. But that being said, a lot of people fear this idea of what happens if I get withdrawals and how do I respond to that? And I understand that logic and I understand that fear. The truth is that benzodiazepines, anti-anxiety medication, does have an addictive quality to it. And so people naturally are worried about, okay, but what if I get addicted? And now that becomes another what if thought. That becomes another fearing, like intrusive thought. So I want to break out a couple of things. First of all, your doctor is very careful about benzodiazepine. Especially here in the United States, we've had a bit of an opioid crisis over the last couple of decades. And what's happened is that doctors are becoming more and more responsible for their patients and making sure they don't overdose or they don't develop dependencies. And so doctors by law have to make sure that they can't give medication or lead somebody into this route of developing a dependency on benzodiazepines. What I'm basically saying is there's a lot of regulation in place to make sure that you don't become dependent on these things. And if your doctor is giving you these medications, that trust the fact that they are aware and they are just as much concerned about your dependency on benzodiazepines or SSRIs or whatever it is. And so understand that your doctor is looking out for you and your doctor is very aware of this. And to be honest with you, your doctor prescribes this a lot. And so he or she is very much aware of the side effects of benzodiazepines and SSRIs. That being said, if you are very concerned and if you're still concerned, it's important to have that conversation with your doctor and explain to them that you are fearing, you know, this idea of having a dependency or having withdrawal symptoms when it comes to anti-anxiety medication or SSRIs. Now, I will talk about the withdrawals in just a second, but I had this fear of dependency. And looking back, I realized that I had really good doctors taking care of me and they were making sure that there wasn't a dependency. Now, the issue of withdrawal. Now, the idea of withdrawal is if you stop a medication, you will start experiencing withdrawal symptoms. You can experience this. Alcoholics experience this with alcohol, benzodiazepines, anti-anxiety meds. people experience this. People experience this with opioids, pain medication, and SSRIs. And so it's important to understand that withdrawal only happens if you cut out the medication cold turkey. One of the ways doctors are able to combat withdrawal symptoms is by tapering medication, especially around SSRIs. So basically taking less and less medication over a few weeks or a few months, depending on the protocol your doctor has delivered to you. And that reduces any sort of withdrawal effects. But a lot of people don't really understand that, and they think any sort of elimination of medication means that, you know, their body's going to experience withdrawal. I would look at withdrawal more as if you cut out medication cold turkey. And that's why it's so important for you to have these conversations with your doctor about, you know, if you want to withdraw medication or how does that look like. Again, the principles of recovery that I'm sharing, there's no substitute for that. You still need to focus on those principles of recovery, learning how to respond to your symptoms, understanding the mechanics, developing certain behavior patterns, thought patterns, lifestyle adjustments to make sure you don't fall into the cycle. But that's important. The medication part is dependent person by person. And so oftentimes what I've found as we've helped people overcome their symptoms, as we have helped people taper off their medication, of course, with the help of their doctor making sure that they're monitoring the patient, where they're at support, teaching them how to respond, that what ends up happening is that they end up tapering their medication and will they experience a little bit of anxiety symptoms? I would say yes. That is often called, I use the term rebound anxiety. You experience a little bit of rebound anxiety from tapering the medication. So what do? How do you combat that rebound anxiety? Well, it's important to ask yourself, why are you trying to make this rebound anxiety go away? Why not use this opportunity to practice on the rebound anxiety, right? So many people are like, oh, I'm going to get rebound anxiety from this. So what do I do to not get the rebound anxiety? And that's still very much an avoidance behavior. That's still an avoidance answer. The goal is, yeah, you might experience some rebound anxiety, but that's okay. This is why I say if you know how to respond, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter if you experience a little bit of rebound anxiety. It's only the people that don't know how to respond that anytime they feel rebound anxiety, they get back on the medication or they don't taper and they're like, oh my God, am I going to be stuck with medication forever? And they have this endless loop, right? They get caught up in this hamster wheel because they don't know how to respond. They can't deal with their anxiety symptoms, but at the same time, they want to be off the medication. Right? And so they want to be off the crutch. So you want to be off the crutch and you want to run, but you're not willing to put in the work and the physical therapy to, you know, rebuild your leg muscle. But, you know, you want to do that with your mind. And so it's very important to understand. That's why I say it's important to know how to respond. But will you experience a little bit of rebound anxiety like I did? Yeah, you will. But it didn't matter. It was fine. Again, it was another opportunity to respond. Once I realized how to respond, then it didn't matter, right? There was periods of times of like on my recovery journey where I would think, I'm like, should I have been on meds? Should I have not come off of it so quick? Should I get back on? I had those fears. I had those concerns. And for me personally, I didn't go back on the meds. But we have some people that do, and that's okay. And you know what? Eventually, if they want to get off of it, they get off of it. It's totally fine. Now, the last thing I'll mention is there's some people that actually think the meds are fine. They think they're good. They think there's nothing wrong. And they're thinking, do I have to come off the meds? Like, as in, can I just respond and just stay on the meds? Again, I have never seen an issue with that. Most people that I meet want to come off the meds, but if you're fine on the meds and your doctor thinks it's cool, follow your doctor's advice, right? And if that's fine and you can take it, that's cool. There's really no long-term effects when it comes to SSRIs or anything like that. And so, can you still be on meds and recover? Absolutely. We've had a handful of people in the program that have done just that. They say, hey, look, I use the meds for other reasons and I like it. I don't want to get off of it. I'm like, yeah, you don't have to. I don't even care if you're on it or off of it. You do what you want. Just make sure you're responding and you're focused on the recovery journey. So I hope this helps. It's not an answer of either or, right? It's and. You can be on meds and recovering. You can choose to stay on meds. You can choose not to stay on meds. It's up to you. That's between you and your doctor. The thing that's always important is the response. That is critical. And there's no substitute for that. I have always found that if medications happens to help you, great, awesome. But responding is still important. And maybe you know the response intuitively. A lot of people just intuitively know how to respond, and then the medication just helped them and they were fine. Sometimes there was a life stressor that happened that caused them to go on the meds for a bit. And as that resolved themselves, they came off. That's totally fine. The truth is that there is no clear-cut answer. There's no general answer. But understand that knowing how to respond is key. That don't look at medication as some sort of negative, bad thing, that you're weak, or that if you're taking it, you're not going to be able to recover. It doesn't work like that. And don't look at anxiety medication as withdrawal effects. Rephrase it to anxiety rebound symptoms. And if you're really concerned about it, talk to your doctor about it. But don't try to avoid the rebound symptoms. It's part of tapering. And the goal isn't to not experience those symptoms. The goal is to know how to respond when symptoms come up, right? Because the truth is that even if you got zero rebound symptoms, if you went back to living, you're going to experience anxiety. It's going to come. So if you can't respond to the rebound anxiety, rebound symptoms, that doesn't mean you're going to work well in, like, you know, when anxiety symptoms come up. But that being said, it's always important, again, talk to your doctor, work with your doctor. These are conversations between you and your doctor. And the purpose of this video is to give you validation in the fact that you can recover with meds, you can recover without meds. It's kind of irrelevant. It doesn't really matter. There's no wrong answer here. There's literally no wrong answer. And so that's the biggest focus. And don't get concerned about dependency or withdrawal. Doctors in today's day and age are hypersensitive about that stuff. Their license is dependent on it. They're not going to let something happen where somebody becomes dependent on it, or, you know, they help facilitate an addiction. I worked in a chronic pain management practice once I recovered, and I saw a lot of people addicted to medication for chronic pain. And what was interesting for me too was recognizing that actually a lot of the things they were dealing with was psychological. It wasn't actually like physical pain. But the doctor at that time, the doctor I was working with, was so hyper focused on making sure that they didn't get dependent. And it wasn't just unique to him. It was regulation that all the doctors, especially chronic pain doctors, had to deal with to make sure that, you know, patients don't get addicted to things. And there was huge audits around those things. And there was this whole thing that went around it. So I hope this video helps. If you want more resources on the recovery journey, I'll put a link down below. And if you want to focus on the steps of recovery, something I haven't really discussed, make sure to check out this video up here. I'll see you in the next one.